This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me is Dan Crafty, a special projects reporter for Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. Working on special projects?
I'm working on a couple, but we're actually going to talk about one that Flip put off our outdoors guy has put together this time through.
Yeah, if you see Flip's byline, usually you think hunting or fishing or hiking.
In this case, you should think light switches.
You're going to have to help me out with that, Dan.
Flip actually went out to what's called the Flint Creek Power Plant. It's the large coal-fired power plant out at Gentry that provides most of the electricity for Northwest Arkansas. The plant is old by power industry standards, built in 1978, and they're looking to upgrade it. And that's causing some issues and some friction among various folks.
What do you have to do if you're going to upgrade an electric utility?
Well, you need approval from everyone from the EPA to the Public Utilities Commission at the state level and everyone else. This is a coal-fired plant, and basically what the reason they have to upgrade is because the EPA is making them meet stricter smog emissions.
So they have to upgrade?
Pretty much. They've got to do something, either put more environmental pollutant control equipment on or maybe even switch from coal, something they don't want to do but other folks like the Sierra Club have suggested.
So what did Flip find out? This story obviously will be in the Sunday edition of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Right. Basically, they're looking at the plant is operated by SWEPCO, but it's actually co-owned by SWEPCO and then the Arkansas Electric Cooperatives Corporation. So if you're on Carroll County or Ozarks Electric, that power is still, for the most part, coming from this plant. They're looking at spending over $400 million to upgrade the plant to meet these new emission standards. The Sierra Club has filed what they call intervening motions with the various utilities and regulators. What they'd like to do is switch them off coal completely and replace it with a natural gas-fired plant. That might mean heavily rebuilding the one they have or even knocking it down and putting up a whole new plant at about twice the cost. SWEPCO obviously doesn't like the extra cost and would have to pass that on to you and I in the form of our electric bills.
Can you do this without, I mean, obviously, I guess you can, but it seems like it might be difficult to make this conversion, whether you're going from one to another or not, and still provide power to everybody who wants power.
Particularly because that plant is what we call the base plant for the entire region. The dam on Beaver Lake really doesn't send power to Northwest Arkansas. That goes out on a much more wide regional grid. There's a natural gas-fired plant in Tinytown. It's much smaller. It's what they call a peaking plant. When we all turn on our air conditioners at once and the plant at Gentry can't keep up, the turbines there at the natural gas plant in Tinytown will spool up and provide more power to the grid.
These are all things that we just generally don't think about.
Right. And honestly, the way it's generated at the dam, the water going through the dam spins the turbine that's connected to basically a huge electrical generator. At Tinytown, the natural gas fires a boiler, and the steam runs that turbine. At Gentry, it's coal that fires the same boiler. Again, you spin a turbine, it produces the electricity. It's really a matter of what you're using to create the steam for the turbines.
So Flip's story about all of this will be in the Sunday edition of Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
That's right.
Dan Craft, thank you very much.
No problem.